flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in on this Monday morning here on QIM Hollywood. Dan Day along here with you. It's time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we find a man who I imagine has some big time buildup here on this Monday morning. Joe Rose. Joe, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Woody, man, I'm doing great. Enjoying the time with my dad out here in California, and God, what a weekend of football. My gosh, how good. I'll tell you what, you're the commissioner, or if you're just a fan, whether you have a favorite team or you just like watching competitive, really good games, just unbelievable storyline. Just great, great stuff, and the way it ended. You know, and you're always wondering who's going to be a superstar. And then who's going to be the guy that everybody's talking about really messed up? Could you be any worse than Mark Andrews this morning, the tight end of the Baltimore Ravens, fumbles one late in the game, and then drops the two-point conversion, good throw. Lamar did everything possible and should have been tied, right? Either going into overtime, or there's still a lot of time left for Josh Allen to go the other way, but what a crappy ending for him, man, to have his name tied to that great football game that it was.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate for Lamar, because this is the second straight year that it certainly is not on him, right? I mean, Lamar did everything he could to win that game. I know that he, you know, had a couple of turnovers as well, but man, he did everything in his power to win that football game. He takes his team on an incredible drive. That touchdown pass that he threw to get within two was remarkable. I mean, what a play. But yeah, man, Mark Andrews, and the crazy thing about it, Joe, is you talk about guys that are, you know, the trusty hands and all that stuff. Like, Mark Andrews probably on the top of that list of guys that you could trust to make a play.
Outside of a combination with quarterback and tight end, outside of that thing that's going on in Kansas City and continued this past weekend, that would rank right up there with what Mark Andrews and Lamar have done together. And he's just been, even the second half of the season, he's been so good after coming off an injury and just has that. And it was just the timing, right? Last drive, he fumbles after being wide open in the middle of the field. And I give Baltimore credit, though. They hung in there, and what a great game, man. Just a great game, two really good football teams. And once again, you know, Lamar Jackson, who, like you said, came up with some great throws, a long drive, did everything right to get that thing at least into, if the defense gets a stop, into overtime, which would have been just amazing to see. But instead, Lamar comes up short again with that really good football team. And I still think it might be, you know, it might be the best team in football talent-wise with what they had on both sides of the football, and not even going to make it to the championship game.
Well, you could see in the second half they were doing what they've done to all these teams, right? I mean, Derrick Henry starts to get going, and they don't want to tackle that guy late in the game. And again, it just felt like so much momentum was – on the side of the Ravens, I'll tell you, Joe, I think they tie that game. I think they certainly go and find a way to win that one. I thought defensively they were locked in the second half. They only gave up 6 points, right, in the second half. They had a couple of those goal line stands. I just think if the Ravens find a way to get that two, Mark Andrews holds on to that ball like he does 99 times out of 100. The Ravens had the Bills worn down, and I do think Buffalo took their foot off the gas pedal in the second half of that game as well. Their play calling got awfully conservative.
Well, listen, man, everybody changes in tight moments a little bit, but you know what else would everybody's going to be talking about with Baltimore and with Detroit? That stat that you hate that I always start with. Yep. I know it's old guy, but it's just the stat's never going to change. You turn the ball over 3 times. Forget the drops, but you turn the ball over 3 times. Some of it was Lamar. One, obviously, a crucial one in the fourth quarter late was Mark Andrews. But that stat just doesn't lie, man. Even everybody talking about how good Jaden Daniels, who just so good for football. My God, where do you rank him just off of watching the way he's playing and throws he made? But, again, as good as Jaden Daniels was, the Lions turn the ball over 5 friggin' times. 5 turnovers. It's hard to get somebody an extra 5 possessions like that. Crazy.
No, you're 1,000% right. That clearly was the deciding factor in the Commanders Lions game. The Eagles, they knocked off the Rams, Joe. I'll tell you though, I thought the Rams played a pretty solid game considering the circumstances, as you had a team from Southern California heading out and playing in what was a driving snowstorm out there. Matt Stafford showed that it is possible for teams from warm weather to go play in that stuff, but Saquon Barkley ends up being the difference maker.
Well, again, we saw some of the best offensive lines in football. Just to bring it back, I don't know how many times you did this yesterday, Woody. I did it way too much. Thank God nobody's out here to have to listen to me in California except my dad. But the offensive line play, look how good it was. Look how good it was for Buffalo, how good it was for Baltimore, how good Detroit's is. You saw some of the best offensive lines in football, and that Philly offensive line, they did this to the Rams the first time they played in the regular season, and they did it again in that cold weather. And as crazy as it was and as dominant and physical as Philly was, the Rams had a chance to win that game, get some great catches late in that game before a couple of crucial sacks and some huge plays. But Philly's built for that weather, and I just think these AFC and NFC championship games are going to be a lot of fun. Josh going to play Patrick Mahomes again, and the Commanders against the Eagles. What a great story with a rookie friggin' quarterback. Great story.
Yeah, before we get to that game in the AFC, I got to tell you, I think the Commanders have a shot. Jalen Hurts was clearly banged up in that game, Joe. He couldn't move towards the end. He takes the safety. He just looked like a statue back there. He got really knocked around by that Rams defensive line is pretty serious, too. But he got knocked around out there pretty good. I think the Commanders got a real shot.
Yeah. And by the way, that D-line you're talking about, that Rams, we saw it. Those young guys, those are all drafted guys over the last 2 years, most of them. And they are, you're right, they've really turned it on, and they got after it. You know, the thing with Jalen Hurts, you got to get rid of the ball, man. It's okay to throw the ball away. It's okay to throw the ball away instead of take all the sacks and the huge losses from the sacks that took place in that game. And you're right, though. He looked banged up, and we'll see how it looks this week. But you're right. You're not going to count Washington out in this game.
All right, Joe, we go to Chiefs and Texans. And I will tell you, I don't know if you heard some of the comments after the game from the Texans side of things.
I did. I text you right away.
I know, man. Those calls are crushers, and they always seem to favor the Chiefs. Are you buying in a little or no?
Those were terrible calls. They were terrible, and I tell you what, I thought Troy Aikman did a great job of going, this is ridiculous. Like, when the committee gets together, the rules committee in the offseason, and they have their meetings with the owners, that's like the first thing they have to look at is the late slides by quarterbacks and that thing over on the sideline, Mahomes standing on the sideline, and now he got into the acting business like he got knocked crazy, and the crowd responds, and you're like, you know, you find out he barely got touched, and then some of the calls that were made on him, you know, and we saw a couple. There were a lot of bad calls. Man, these officials got to make sure they see it. We saw helmet to helmet had nothing to do with Mahomes. Had to do with two defenders. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he got some calls. There is no question about it. He got a few calls.
But I think a lot of that blame should go on the quarterbacks, though, Joe. Like, you have Josh Allen who takes on defenders. You got Lamar Jackson who takes on defenders. When the Mahomes does that thing where he dances, like you said, dances on the sideline, and you know am I going to go out? Am I not going to go out? And like you don't know. So a lot of that's kind of on the quarterbacks, isn't it? Like I think they should shoulder some of the responsibility for the fact that impossible for defenders.
But here's Woody. They're gonna push the rules. They know they're overprotected right now, and they're gonna do everything they can. We talked about this. I'm guessing 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, that he fakes like he's gonna go out of bounds, and then he slows down right on the sideline, so he gets hit, and then he goes into the like he's been knocked from behind, and the offensive linemen come running over, and the late slides is another problem. You know, if you start to hit a guy and then he slides, you know, your body doesn't just stop. It's like your car. If you're going 50 miles an hour, somebody runs in front of you, it doesn't just stop right away. And it's just frustrating. I tell you, the game and the calls and the protection of quarterbacks, especially Mahomes, and I get it. I swear, I hear that official in my ear when I went to a meeting maybe 3 years ago. And they start the meetings, and they say, fellas, the officials come in for the new rules and how they call things, and they show highlights of things. Is this a penalty or not? And here's why it is. They start with this every year now. Fellas, whether you like it or not, our number one priority is to keep quarterbacks healthy. They're paying a lot of money. Nobody wants to see the backup quarterback. Everybody wants to see the star, the guy making $50, $60 million a year. We are going to do everything possible through league rules to protect them. And that's where we are. You don't think those guys know?
No.
They know they're protected, man. Late slide, get the benefit of the doubt. Oh, gosh, it's frustrating to watch.
Well, the league's got a couple monsters coming up on Sunday that should get some considerably good numbers as far as the TV viewership goes. Joe, we'll wait to see what that Bills-Ravens game did. Florio told us on Friday he thought it'd be in the 40s as far as millions of viewers. I'm guessing it probably did that, and I'm assuming that this upcoming weekend will be even better for the NFL. They must be just licking their chops over there. I did have some other stuff, Joe. There's a lot of other stuff going on. I don't know where you want to start here. We got a controversy in college football with the University of Miami and Wisconsin and the Big Ten getting involved, and we got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy plays both games over the weekend, had some very strange comments after the game on Friday. You know, the truth will come out. And
the truth will come out. Everybody's lying about everything.
Yeah.
He travels with the team and stays in a hotel, and it was all approved. Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of his agent. You know, they sent out the Michael Jordan, I'm back thing before the game. The agent sends that out. Jimmy shows up in a Jordan, number 45 jersey, except for the fact that he only scored 18 points and they got blown out.
Yeah, he has nothing in common to wear anything Michael Jordan. Nothing in common at all. Leave it alone.
What do you make of this? Like, how is this going to end here? The Heat are not playing very well. I know they beat the Spurs, but they got just destroyed by the Nuggets on Friday. I don't know how this continues to go on here with Jimmy Butler.
I don't either. And he's still making it clear he wants out. I mean, it's no... The agent's not going to lie about that anymore, is he? I mean, he's not going to start that stuff. It's about money. I think we're going to find out Jimmy thinks this has to do with respect, and Pat's not respecting him, I'm guessing. I don't know if all these reports are true, that he flies on his own, stays in his own place 30 minutes outside of the city, and that Pat got way too soft on this, and Jimmy says, you'll hear the truth when I'm ready to come out. And all I know is Jimmy Butler has just become about a half a statue in these games. He's playing like he's about a $5 million player right now. And maybe he doesn't fit in with Bam and Tyler and what they're doing. And Duncan, of course, has a big night shooting, and it's great to see Ware playing the way he played. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's not good. It just looks more and more like it's a trade on the way. The meetings with Mickey, I know everybody likes Mickey, and Dwayne liked dealing with Mickey and all that. Didn't look like it helped the situation. If somebody wants out, I know a lot of Heat fans aren't going to want to hear this, but let's play with what you have. Whatever you can add to it that fits into what you're doing, let's go with it. But I'd just rather see a bunch of guys playing together. It's not fair to Spoelstra. Spoelstra's doing everything he can, and I'm sure he's getting tired of it. Now he's starting to get a little testy with the media. And then on the other side, how about the players have to deal with this every day? Mm-hmm. About, you know, Tyler and Bam, it's your team, and it's awkward. It can't be fun for everybody. The guy, no. You come back from a long road trip and Jimmy's back in the starting lineup and you're figuring out how the hell is this going to work? You know, is he just going to pass the ball or is he going to try to get involved? And Spo's going, we're going to work him back in to being aggressive in his style. And you're like, how many games is that going to take before he decides? That's on Jimmy. So, yeah, man, this thing, and we're just not used to this in the Heat culture, man. This whole thing is brand new. This thing, like we said before, if there's a fire, they put it out faster than anybody in the history of professional sports. It doesn't exist. The culture always takes care of everything. And now you've got this, and it's just there, and the deadline is what? We still got a couple weeks, and is something going to happen? And there's going to be more rumors out there. And will this work? And will that work? And he's saying, we're not just going to give him away. And then Jimmy's little subtle comments that are taking to take place. So it's
I just think it's sad, Joe. I think it's sad because he listens to his agent clearly, and his agent is driving all of this, you know, nonsense here. And I think he fills Jimmy's head with a bunch of crap, but.
Yeah, but don't give Jimmy a hall pass on this, man.
No,
Jimmy
controls
the agent. Like this has to do with Jimmy. Jimmy plays dumb. I don't know, you know, but it's kind of cool that everybody's talking. That means, you know, people must think you're important, and it's, you know. And meanwhile, he's aboard with this. You think an agent's going to go out and say a bunch of stuff that's going to piss the player off? Come on, is it his client? No way.
Nope. I do think Jimmy's getting a lot of bad advice, though, but he certainly doesn't get a hall pass. I do agree with you on that one. Really quick, Joe, if we can shift gears to college football, and we have a few stories in college football. One starts with a tampering investigation, perhaps, here. Xavier Lucas, who is a transfer from Wisconsin.
Right.
He had 12 tackles, a couple of pass deflections, and an interception a season ago. He's from Pompano Beach. And he wants to come back and play for Miami. The problem is they say that he signed a binding two-year NIL agreement. Now, the first argument would be is that you can't do that, right? There are no contracts that
Never
you can
heard
sign
of that.
Because they're
year
not employees
year.
Of the school.
One-year free agent. Yeah, one-year free agent at a time. I never heard that you're tied into a two-year deal. Never heard that.
Well, you can't. I mean, that's the first problem here. The second problem is Wisconsin is trying to keep this guy from transferring, from entering the portal, because they say that, you know, he owes them another year or whatever. This is a bizarre story here, and I think goes back to the bigger picture.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we need rules and we need like some sort of guidelines to go by. But Joe, Miami didn't do anything they're not supposed to do here. They're perfectly fine to do whatever they want because it is a free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. And by the way, you left out one thing. No love affair between the head coaches between those two schools. So I'm waiting for it to start to get ugly. Listen, the great part of this, in this wild, wild west that we live in, Mario said if this is the way we're going to play the game, this is the way everybody's playing it. Mario never says anything about anybody, but God bless Mario Cristobal, because he says if this is the way the game's going to be played, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to be really good at it. Whatever the rules are, I'm going to play it. So this thing's changed. It's turned into Wild West, as we laugh about, and the NIL's out of control, and the transfer portal's a joke, and if there is a gray area, it seems to always go in favor of the players now. So Mario goes, it's all fine. I see. And by the way, if anybody, the biggest joke in college football is tampering. Everybody's tampering with everybody while you're still playing. Social media, marketing guys, the marketing guys are the tampering guys. You got a guy that's representing you at your school, getting you NIL deals, and he goes, hey, you want to go somewhere else? I can start looking. How's the school going to stop that? They can't stop it. The whole thing is a joke. NFL agents, think about this when they put this together. I love Drew Rosenhaus. He's a good friend of mine. Drew came on, first time I didn't even know, and he goes, by the way, did you know NFL agents can be marketing guys for college football players, even high school football players? And I was thinking, wow, this is really weird. I get why Drew and the agents want to get in the business because they're hoping – a good marketing relationship. They end up being great college football players. They get drafted in the first few rounds. And that's your client for another, you know, potentially $3, $4 million in your pocket. So all these NFL agents, when they found out they could do it, they had to do it because that's what everybody's doing. A lot of these marketing guys are all directly are part of an NFL agency or they're, you know, working with them. So this whole thing, it's just a complete you-know-what show going on right now. And I'm glad we got Mario Cristobal playing the game because he knows what's going on. He's talked about it.
And how bad does Wisconsin look, Joe? Wisconsin looks terrible in this thing.
Yeah, so.
I mean, are they going to be the first school to sue a kid? Like, I mean, is that really what the road that they want to go down? And the Big Ten comes out with their statement. They're crying about it, too. Like, I don't know. Is that what Wisconsin wants to do? They're going to go after this kid?
Listening to the Big Ten and SEC whine about anything is a friggin' joke. Listen, the last thing I want to hear is the Big Ten and the SEC complaining about any of the new rules or whatever that's going on in college football. They're the two that really shut up, seriously.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And listen, one of the great things, I'll leave you with this. Yes. And I've had a few cups of coffee.
I can tell. Well, don't hang up before you give me. I want your pick for tonight's game. But what else do you got?
So the thing about it is, the real benefit for University of Miami, players go away from home, good players, and want to come back. Like, this is great, or I'm playing, I'm starting, but I want to be closer to home. I want to play at home. I want to go back. And South Florida guys, there's a good chance. Even players that are playing well, if they feel a little homesick and the money's right, they're going to want to come home. And hey, listen, this Jeremiah Smith story tonight, speaking of that, how good is that story? You heard me say that comment, and everybody got fired up. I said he's the greatest player we've seen jumping in the history of South Florida. I said history of South Florida without Larry Bluestein signing off on this. There's never been a guy make a jump ever. Lamar Jackson, no one. Make a jump from high school to his first year in college football and what we're seeing with Jeremiah Smith, who yesterday they said would be the first wide receiver taken in the draft today. Heard that yesterday on TV. I've been saying he's unbelievable. I can't wait to watch.
So are you telling me you like Ohio State tonight? They're 8.5-point favorites. I got to get a pick from you, Joe, and then I do have to let you run because we're running a little late here.
There's a format. I forgot.
Well, you know what the
that.
Format is. You know, Dan Day back there is working like – I think he's working all three shows today. He's hosting all three shows. I'm not even joking, though. He actually is.
Good job by Lynn getting everything set up. Hey, we got a new program at 2 a.m. Can we kill Dan Day? That's
all right, 8.5-point spread. Who wins tonight? Who covers?
Ohio State is got to be a big favorite. They're just I know a lot of people are going to be rooting for Notre Dame tonight, but I think Ohio State, just talent-wise across the board, more skilled, faster. Nobody's playing better as a team, though, than Notre Dame, but I'm going to go Ohio State big.
Sounds good. Joe, thank you for the time. See you in a few days, all right?
Thanks, Woody. Did we miss anything today? I'll see you later, bud.